New research disrupts what was previously assumed about the brain's flexibility when learning a task. 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis reports the study was done by Carnegie Mellon University and the University of Pittsburgh.
CMU's Steve Chase and his fellow researchers hooked up study participants to a brain-computer interface, which allowed the subject to control the cursor of a computer with their thoughts while the researchers looked at the participants' neural activity.
We have a subject use that for a while until they get really good at it, and then we change the mapping on them. And we watch what happens as the subject learns to regain control of the cursor movement to make the cursor go where they want it to go.
They found that the brain recycled old neural patterns instead of creating new, better ones. And this surprised the researchers. Chase says learning is extremely complex, and researchers still don't know exactly how the process works. But unveiling one clue at a time can help unlock strategies for teaching people how to relearn motor functions after a stroke, for example.
That's a learning process, and we'd like to be able to design rehabilitation strategies that would lead to better learning, faster learning. Anytime you learn something new, we'd like to be able to structure a training experience that enables the fastest learning possible.
The study looked at learning within a time period of a few hours, not long-term neural activity and retention. Kathleen Davis, 90.5 WESA News.